Power 94 WJTT, it's the homie Big Chill, and you have entered the chat right now. We got Nick with the stats with end of the chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats. You've entered the chat with me and Red Bank head football coach, Mr. Ted Gatewood. Coach, heading into round two after knocking out the reigning state champions in round one, what were you most impressed by and surprised by your team?
Well, I think the biggest thing was our kids' resilience throughout the game because we got out early on them and then, credit to Macon and their coach's staff and Coach Shoulders. They made some adjustments and then they caught us a couple of times with a couple of plays where they got the ball back on kicks and onside just and fortunately enough our kids had the resilience to hang in there and then Jacoby capping off a big run late in the fourth quarter to put us put us ahead to give us that margin off of Mark Kleiner's early field goal. So that was huge, building a little bit of a gap and cushion there. But our kids they played tough, played hard, and they finished.
You mentioned Jacoby Sally having a huge run there, and he had a great game, probably the best game of his career. 23 carries, 240 yards, 4 touchdowns, gaining more yards on the ground himself than Macon County did in total yards. What can you say about his game Friday night?
Well, and if you'll see, as you could hear in his interview, what kind of quality character young man he is. And he knows it's not just him, and he knows it takes a team effort. And, his offensive line has come together and really started gelling and doing a good job. And I'm proud of those young men also. And so, without them, he knows, that he's got to have their support and what their performance is. And so, he's done a great job for us and proud of where he's at now. He's just, the thing about him, he is exactly what you would want for a kid to start out in a program and dive into the weight room and strength training and then track and field for developing speed, because that young man's done it for the last 4 years and now you're seeing the fruition of it.
Standing next to him on Friday night, you can see that he's built. Makes me feel small. It's not like I'm, jacked or anything like that, but he's a strong, strong dude, and I wouldn't want to line up against him either. You know what I mean?
Well, and he doesn't have a lot of surface either. There's not a lot of surface there that you can get a hold of. So that's what makes him even more elusive.
Right. And it's great for your team as well. And that's part of why he's getting all these numbers, because he's quick, he's elusive, and he's just been a great back for you, replacing Oliver Merritt. And I mean, they would have been splitting carries anyways,
absolutely,
whether Oliver was healthy or not. But, being able to take over and do what he's doing is great to see for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're bringing in a 9-2 Gibbs team this week. What is something on film that you think you can exploit on Friday night to come out on top?
Well, they're also a well-coached team. I mean, this level, everybody here is, they're well coached, so we know that. I just think the biggest thing that we've got to do is take care of our execution. We've got a really good game plan offensively and defensively, and then we've made some adjustments special teams wise. But I think the biggest thing that we've got to do is really, really solidify our execution, and then make sure that offensively execute, defensively we've got to be aligned. We've got to get our alignments down and our calls down according to their formations. And that's going to be imperative that, in the heat of the battle, you got to be able to have your defense lined up where they need to be. And then just finish the play every time.
Like you said, execution's always key. So hopefully we can, see a lot of that from y'all on Friday night, and wish you the best of luck headed into round two now. And hopefully we'll see you in round three.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. We appreciate what you're doing.
This is Nick with the stats, and you've entered the chat on Power 94.